This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The two Democratic candidates for Denver District Attorney debated Thursday just as voters are receiving ballots in the mail. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Leora Joseph and John Walsh actually agree on many of the issues: combating violent crime, holding police accountable, and relationships with communities of color. But Joseph tried to establish herself as a candidate with more years of experience in prosecutors' offices. And Walsh tried to establish himself as the candidate with top job experience, including serving as U.S. attorney under the Obama administration. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado researchers say they can now more accurately predict whether very young babies have food allergies. In a recent study, doctors at National Jewish Health used a special tape to test babies' skin. Dr. Donald Leung was one of the lead authors.
And then we followed them and see who developed food allergy, who didn't develop food allergy.
The researchers found about 8 to 10% of babies have food allergies. For them, doctors say there are current and emerging treatments that help. An exhibit opening this weekend in Aurora is devoted to Colorado's Nepalese population. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
A mosaic of cultures, Aurora's Nepali community, which officially opened in May, will have its celebratory opening reception Saturday afternoon at Aurora History Museum. Its director, T. Scott Williams, said putting together the exhibit, which has text, images, and lots of objects, was a collaborative project.
We have a video that highlights some of these folks that really have come together and made this exhibit.
Entrance to the museum, which has done similar exhibits of Mexicans, Salvadorans, and Ethiopians in Colorado, is free. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.